Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Chaf Vav, 226, as we start off a new week here in Parshas Kedoshim. And we are in the Isurim that are after. Remember, we had a series on Matnas Aniyim, and now we have a series related to mitzvos bein Adam lechaveiro, specifically related to other people's money. So if you look at these three psukim, maybe even four psukim, and three psukim in a vacuum together, there's really a connection between them, as we will mention in a second. But we started off already two mitzvahs ago. First, we had the mitzvah of geneva, stealing. Then we went into the mitzvah of denying having other people's money, denying financial obligations that one has. That was the last mitzvah we did, Reish Chaf Hei. That was Lo Sachachashu. Now, if we look in the pasuk further, the pasuk says Lo Tignovu, Velo Sachachashu, Velo Sishakru Ish Ba'amiso. Velo Sishakru Ish Ba'amiso, that's going to be today's mitzvah. Don't steal, don't deny it, and don't even swear about the denial. That's going to be the added point about today's mitzvah. And then we get into further, Velosi Shavu Vishmila Shaker, don't swear in God's name falsely, Vichilat Hashem Alakecha Ne Hashem, that will all lead to a Chil Hashem. So Rashi already quotes that there is a pattern and a Hemshech here that we have to be careful. One will lead to the other. Im ganavta, Rashi quotes, sof halakachesh. If you steal, then you can end up denying it and lying about it. Sof chalashaker. And if you do that, you'll end up swearing to try to cover up your first sin. Sof chalishav halashaker. And it'll lead to other averas. As we know, the principle of avera goreres avera. The Zayin Matar of Sirotskin also emphasizes this relating to just one other specific issue in the pasuk. The pasuk says that we just read, "Velosishgovu, that phrase can be read with all of them. Don't steal ishbamiso, loschachshu, velosishakru. But he says it could also mean the final stage, because many times he says people get together, let's say, to rob a bank. Not many times, hopefully not too often. But let's say people get together to rob a bank, and really only one or two of them are the main instigators, and a couple of others are just the team, and they go with. Says Rav Sirotskin, Lama Hosifa Torah Kan Ishba Amiso, Bebresha Parshan Emer Balshan Rabim, everything is in Rabim, Lo Tignovu, and Lo Sashakru, and Lo Sachachashu, Hainu, Anashim Achadim, Nitchabru, Lignov Yachtov, Viakav, Bo Edom, Shinimsa, Gneva, Biarachan, Mechabura. Then all of a sudden people come and find the one guy that actually did the stealing, Viaz, Miderek Sharshutfav. What do people normally do? They're like, oh, I know who this guy is. I have nothing to do with this guy. When one guy is blamed, all of a sudden they have no connection to him. They deny it. They start lying. Say, Lo Sashaku Ish Bamiso. After the steal and after the denial, don't swear they have nothing else. If you're part of it, right, don't do another Avera Gosvera to try to cover yourself. That's where Sorotskin says how we're supposed to understand the Pasuk. Similar to what we just read in yesterday's Parsha, related to 2 weeks ago's Parsha, really, And yesterday's parsha, in terms of the goblet found in Yosef's, in Binyamin's knapsack, right? One person responsible, all responsible. That was part of the story there as well. Okay, so that is related to just the structure of the mitzvah. But today's mitzvah, as we mentioned, is swearing one step further from the last mitzvah of just denying that I have somebody else's property or money. Today's mitzvah is swearing. So if I just swear, I'm obviously all violating two averes. I get the avera of denying, and I even get the mitzvah of swearing. Swearing is both averes, just as two levels. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo nishba al ha'achasha. I'm not allowed to swear about my denial. Shne'emar v'lo sashakru, do not lie. V'lo sashakru, the last phrase in the pasuk. V'lo sashakru ish ba'amiso. Shiklomar, Shem Kafar Ishba Bikadon, Avar Alo Sachachashu. If somebody just denies it, then he violates Lo Sachachashu, that was the last mitzvah. Vim Nishba Lo Alakfira. Somebody says, can I please have my money, my items? Like, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have it. Come on, please, I swear to you, I don't have it. All of a sudden, boom, that's the second Avera. Right? Vim Nishba Lo Alakfira, Achar Gav, Avar Alo Sachachru. Shikim Balonu Pirish Zakasuv, because this is what the Pasuk means. Shula Hazkir Al Hanishba Bikfiras Mamun. This is to warn someone who denies monetary issues. Swearing regarding other areas, that's going to be the next mitzvah. We discuss this a little bit in Losisa, in the Aseres HaDibros. We'll relate to that also, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow when we do the next mitzvah. But that'll be tomorrow's mitzvah when we talk about Shvua Sheker. That's the next phrase in Parshas Kedoshim. But that's not specifically money related. This Isser is specific money related. You didn't swear and deny having somebody's property, whether it's something that you're supposed to watch or something that you're supposed to, that you found on the street or something, anything that you stole, anything that you swear against having somebody's item and you have it, that is this isser. We learned back in Vayikra, swearing falsely, lamanu onish. We learned the onish. Ashar minayim, what's the warning? Tamalomar velo sishakru. Do not swear. Think back for a minute, I mentioned this last time, but back to Parshas Vayikra. What was the onish? What was the onish of this case? Swearing itself, the onish is, if you will get to it in a second whether you get a malchus or not. But if you look back in Kuf Chavtes, Mitzvah Kuf Chavtes, that was the beginning of Vayikra, we spoke about the five karbanos asham. And a number, most averas, as we know, if one does more than 30 plus averos you have to bring a karban chatas if I do that b'shogeg. But once in a while, there are averos that I have to bring a karban asham if I violate the avera. Asham gezelos, asham meilos, asham shivcha harufa, asham nazar, the Mishnah says in Ezeo Makoban. So says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes, he lists off the averos, but one of them is, the first one on the list, asham gezelos. If somebody steals and then swears and denies having the item, not even steals, just has something of someone else's and denies it. So then that is an aveir. Let me just find where the Chinuch talks about it. Talks about it here, right? It's the first one mentioned there in Kuf Chavtes. That's the mitzvah of Karban Asham Vadai. Lahakriv Karban Al Chataim Yiduim. Kamoshin Afaresh Osam. Vizeah Karban Nikra Asham Vadai. Today's mitzvah is a separate mitzvah, because there it was the Karban. That's part of the Onesh. But the Isser itself, that's today's mitzvah, the Azhara. So what's the first one on the list there? The Echad Mechatam Elahu. Mi Sheyesh Biyado Mamon Yisrael. Mi Shavaprut of Amala. I have somebody else's money. Shalom. Kedin, kagon shegzala oganavo. I stole it. O nisher biyada pikadon, or I'm guarding something for you. O nisher biyada machmas halva, or I borrowed money from you, or I was your partner. Any of these cases, klavo shaldavar, kol she ilu hodelo yehechayev l'shalim bedin. If you would have admitted, you would have to pay him, and he was tovea you, and you deny it, v'nishba l'sheker. So then you're going to be chayev karban asham in that case. Today is that avera. That, in Vayikra, Kuf Chavtes, that's the mitzvah of the carbon that you have to bring if you did that, Aveira. That's how these two mitzvahs work together. You also have to pay an extra fifth, which we call 25%, more than what was denied. Okay, that's the mitzvah, the Chinuch mentions there, Kuf Chavtes, but each one of those has a separate Aveira. Gezela is a separate Aveira. Denying is a separate Aveira. Mi'ila, the Isra of Mi'ila, of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, is a separate Aveira. The Karban Asham Mi'ilos is separate. That's included in Karban Asham. All the Karban Asham are quoted and counted together. Okay, so that was the Onesh, and here is the Azhara, as the Chinuch just said. V'nispar b'masech ha-shvuas, shekol mi she'yishav ha-shvuas she'yishav sheker al-kfiras mamon, anyone who swears a false oath related to money, over b'shnei lavin, you get two averus. Mishum velosi shavu v'shmi lashaker. Don't swear in my name falsely. That's tomorrow's mitzvah. Just a false oath about anything. You get an avera, but here you get an extra one because it's a false oath about somebody else's money. That's a separate avera. Mishum velosi shaku ish b'miso. You also, by the way, get yesterday's avera. It's also about money. Or last week, shlo nechachesh, don't deny even without a shvua. So if somebody do this, really, you're getting three averus. Okay. Viter, continuing, Mishar She Isser Hashvua L'Sheker, Kasati Vashas Vayishma Yisro. If you look back in Yisro, that's where I first spoke about Shvua Sheker. He quotes in the footnote that this is Mitzvah Lamed Beis. Really, it's a mistake, I think. It should be Mitzvah Lamed. If you look back in Parshas Yisro, in Mitzvah Lamed, that's the Mitzvah of Shloli Shava Lashav, not to swear false. Sisa Shem Lakecha Lashav, the third of the Dibros. Shlonishma Lavatala. Shnama Lasisa Shem Lakecha Lashav. Inyam Batalahu Ba'arbet Stadin. He quotes the four parts of Shvuas Shav that we discussed there, but we'll chazur that tomorrow. Now I wanted to just mention again the shorish of the mitzvah. What's the shorish of you of swearing Lashav, Lasheker? What's the difference about that? We'll talk about it again. But any type of oath which is inappropriate is because the Chinuch explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Koach HaDibur to mankind. That is what makes us unique. And if we dafka use that and use it improperly. So that is taking what's unique about us and just lowering it and making ourselves worse than the animals. That's all Aveiro Shel Dibur has that element. And he also says there in Mitzvah Lamed, specifically related to Shem Hashem, because many Shavuos have Shem Hashem involved. Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Tomorrow we're going to have the mitzvah of Lo Sishavu Vishmi Lashaker. We're taking something that is eternal, something that is infinite, and we're relegating it and lowering it for our purposes. So that's terrible. That's terrible. It's not just Stam Shvua, but if you swear in the name of God, right? And yeah, that is much worse. Mizash responsible in Shvua Sheker, which will that's what he mentions back in Yisro. Klomer Nishba Lekayim Davar Velo Kimo Shi Nikri Shvua's Bitui. So we'll get to all the examples of this by the Hashem tomorrow. But the Chinuch says whenever we talk about a Shvua, we have to remember these important elements. Okay, also related, just, it's here, so I'll mention it, the Lekach Tov, here on our Pasuk of swearing falsely, he quotes the story about Rav Safra. Safra, the Rashi, the last daf in Makkos, quotes the story about Rav Safra. Somebody once came to him, wanted to buy something from Rav Safra, and Rav Safra was in the middle of Kriya Shema, so he couldn't answer him. So he offers him, he thought Rav Safra was just playing hard to get. So he offers him more money, and more money, and more money. We all know the story. When he finishes Kriya Shema, he says, sure, I'll sell it to you, but only for the original amount. The original amount? What do you mean? Why? Before it, I wasn't playing hard to get. I wasn't just driving a hard bargain, but it was just, I was in the middle of Kriya Shema. And therefore, I'll just take the lower amount. Right? That's somebody who is Dover MS Bilvavo. That's someone who doesn't even get near any of these Averos of Los Ignobo, Los Achachash, Los Achachras. Rashi said it's a slippery slope. If I make a little denial, it's going to lead. Avera goeres avera. And therefore, says the Chinuch, we have to be, says the Rav Safra in the Rashi, Maseches Makkos, at the end, on Daf Chav Dalid, that we have to make sure to be so above, like the city of Kushta, as much as we can be like the city of Kushta, which we mentioned a couple of days ago, we have to be very careful. This is quoted Halacha Lamaisa in Hilchot in the Kizr Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shlomo Gansfri quotes this in Hilchot Masu Umatan, that in business, Umishahu Choser, Bein Halokeach Bein Amocher, if I'm in the middle of a business deal and then I retract, Harezemi Mechusre Amana. They're not trustworthy. Ve'ein ruach hachamim noch emenu. The rabbis are not happy. Ki ra'ui le'ish Yisrael la'amod b'diburo. Kemo shekasav. Like we know, it says, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla v'lo yidabru chazav. V'yirei shemayim yishlo l'kayim afilo machshev es libo. Even in thinking, Rav Safra didn't even make a deal. It was just in his mind that he was going to do something. Right? So already one has to be very honest. What about thinking that you're going to give tzedakah? That's a big shiloh discussed in the Rishonim. If I think I'm going to give tzedakah, let's say I have in mind to give a certain amount of tzedakah, I think I'm going to give a certain amount. I reach into my pocket, and the first thing I pull out is a lesser coin. Can I just give that coin? Is my thinking about it already mechayiv me? Because tzedakah isn't even to anybody else. So that is a discussion in the Rishonim, in Maseches Tainis and elsewhere. But this is Rav Shlomo Gansfried, and the Lekach quoted here in the Lekach Tov with other Achronim, to emphasize the fact that we have to be so clear and true, even if it's just b'machshav. And he quotes other contemporary stories about Gedolim who were very honest in their practices. Okay, let's continue. V'dini mitzvah zu b'perek hamishi b'shvuas. Everything, all about this mitzvah is in perek, the fifth perek of Shvuas. The fourth perek of Shvuas is all about Shvuas ha'edus, swearing that you don't know somebody's testimony. The fifth perek is called Shvuas ha'pikadon, because it's all about these items, swearing that you don't have something of somebody's, monetarily. V'nohekes v'chol makom v'chol zman, it applies always. V'yover aleha v'shiker. If somebody violates and falsifies. V'nishba al ha'kfira. And swears about his denial, bemazed loke. Malchus. Whoa. Malchus. The alpha be shame b'maisa. Even though it's a lot of shame b'maisa. You don't get Malchus usually. Michomer hashvuach yavto ator Malchus. The chinuch says you're gonna get Malchus for this. That's the chinuch. The minchas chinuch cannot believe it. The minchas chinuch in Ozbei says, v'tzarech iyun gadol. Not only can I not believe this svar, but it's against the Rambam. The Rambam, who the Chinuch always quotes, if you look on the Rambam in Hilchas Shvuas, he quotes on the bottom line, Hanishma Shvuas HaPikadon Bemezid. This is called Shvuas HaPikadon. I swear not that I don't have somebody's Pikadon, or somebody's item, Bemezid, V'histru bo edim eino loke. Elamevi Hashem HaBavad. You're going to get Karman Hashem. I'm going to get Malchus. Shekasav Hotzio Michlal Malchus. There's no Pasuk here. You're going to be Chayav HaKarban. So tzarech iyun. How could the chinuch, number one, what's the svar for the chinuch? And number two, what, this is more chamer than any other iser dibur? And number two, how does he go against the Rambam? So it says the minchas chinuch, maybe I have an answer. Maybe I can make shalom between the chinuch and the Rambam, even though it's not mefurish in either of them. But maybe they're talking about two types of oaths. We know in Hilchas Shavuos there are two types of oaths. There's what's called mushba mipi atzmo and mushba mipi acherim. Mushba mipi atzmo means I swear. Regular case, I swear blank, blank, blank. That's mushba mipi atzmo. Ishba. But then there's what's called mushba mipi acherim. That means someone is mashbia the other one. Swear to me that you didn't take it. And the person answers, amen. Right? Mashbia chani. He doesn't formulate the Shavuah. The Shavuah is really formulated by the Mashbia. And the person just agrees, says Amen, nods his head, whatever the case may be. Those are two categories of Shavuahs. And not every Shavuah is one chayav for by Mipi Acherim. Sometimes you need Mipi Atzmo, some include Mipi Acherim. Again, not to get back into the details right now, but suggest the Minchas Chinuch, maybe that's the difference between the Rambam and the chinuch. Even though you might have said the result of mushba mipi acherim is a shvua also, it's like shomea ka'one type of idea, but says the minchas chinuch, maybe in terms of malchus it's not the same. Ef shalomar, didafka mushba mipi acherim enochai malchus afilu hisrubo. Maybe what the Rambam is talking about is where you were mushba from others. That's why you're not going to get malchus, because you really didn't even take the shvua. It's as if you took the Shavua. It's halachically considered like you took the Shavua, but you didn't actually mouth the words, and therefore, you're not going to get Malkus for that. Da'atora hotziyo michal Malkus. Aval b'dishra b'pi asva, but maybe what the Chinuch is talking about is where you swear yourself. Chayev gamke Malkus mishum Shavua's bitui. You're Chayev Malkus. And you know what you're Chayev Malkus for? For the root Shavua, not just the monetary Shavua, for the Shavua's bitui, the Shavua of just the useless Shavua that we're going to talk about as in tomorrow's mitzvah. But maybe that's the difference between the Rambam and the Chinuch, mushba mipi atzmo, mushba mipi acherim. And then he quotes a couple of lines later. If you look, it appears that way, I think, from the Chinuch. He says you get Malkus. It doesn't say you get two Malkus for today's Avera, today's Shavua, and tomorrow's Shavua. So you have to say, really, Shavua sabikadon, if it's mipi acherim, you don't get it. You're not going to get Malkus. It's only if you do it yourself. He ends off by saying Tzarech Iyun, because the even though the Chinuch sounds that way, the Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Chinuch might be limited to Mushba Mipi Atzmo, but it doesn't sound like the Rambam is limited to Mushba Mipi Acherim. And that's why you wouldn't get Malkus. It sounds like the Rambam is talking about even Mipi Atzmo, and you would still not get Malkus. So he has this suggestion, but at the end he says, Tzarech Iyun, Im Yirtz Hashem Ashaneh Perek Zu. I hope to get back to this at another date. But this is how he ends the... That's how he ends the mitzvah here. Okay, point. Next, if you look in the in the last mitzvah that we did, I said we'd get back to this. The halacha by this person who even just denied, surely if he swears, but even if he just denies, he is pasul la'edus. It's pasul la'edus. He loses his credibility. He can't be an aid at a wedding. Can't be an aid regarding right if he does a saveira. So says the chazer for a few minutes a couple of the ABCs of psul edus. This is the 9th and 10th parak of the Rambam in Hilchas Edus. Again, this mitzvah, this halacha applies to today's mitzvah as well as yesterday's mitzvah. The Rambam says there are 10 people who are psul edus daraisa. 10 categories of people. Number one is nashim, women. Nashim besulos leidus min haTorah. Why? Ultimately, we can say gzeras hakasav al pi shnayim edim lashon zachar velo lashon nekeva. A woman cannot be an aid. There is a lumdus discussion. What does that mean? Does that mean a woman is a pasul aid? Or is it even worse than that? Or better, depending on what you're talking about, maybe she's not even an aid. It's not that a woman is a pasul aid, but she's not even an aid. There is a shita of the Tumim, Rav Yonasan Ibishitz, which all the Achronim quote in this context. The Tumim says there are 6 people that don't have a shame aid. They're not a pasul aid. They don't have a shame aid. If somebody is a gambler, as we'll see, they're a pasul aid. They're an aid that's pasul. But if somebody is cheresh, shotav, katan, eved, isha, akum, those are the 6 people the Tumim quotes, cheresh, a deaf mute, shotav, right, not stable, katan, cheresh of a katan, eved, kanani, isha, akum, non-Jew. A non-Jew is not a pasul aid, he's not an aid. A woman is not a pasul aid, she's not an aid. So those 6 people are excluded from aidus, not because they're the pasul aidim, but they are not aidim. What's the difference? They can't testify anyway. So one difference could be is if they come in a group. If they come in a group, and we know the principle is nimsa echad karav apasle dusan batela. If we one person in the group gets thrown out, we throw out the whole group. It could be if a woman is part of the group, so then, or a guy is part of the group, we're not going to throw out the whole group because they're not part of the group in halacha. They're not an aid. They're mufka from the whole parsha. So it's very important to always know whether somebody is an aid puzzle or somebody is not even an aid. You have to go through each one of these and determine. So women is the first one. And then the Quran talks about tumtum and adroganis or puzzle because they are suffic isha. Avadim in Eved Kenani is puzzle la'edus din Torah. Shenemar be'edim vasisim lo kashadam lasos la'achiv michlal sha'achiv kamahu ma'echa b'nei bris afa'e b'nei bris. Right, a guy, Eved Kenani is a half Jew, half guy. So he's not la'achiv, and therefore he is excluded. And then he talks about ketanim apostle edus ben Torah va'amdu shnei ha'anashim anashim below ketanim. Ketanim are excluded. Shotas is excluded because they're not bar mitzvahs, they're not bar das. V'chulu, he goes through all of the psulim de oraisa. That is in Perek Tes. It talks about ketanim, shotim, chareshim, sumin, but then he has rishaim. What is the definition of a rasha in halacha? Not in colloquial terms, what we call a person, but what is a rasha in halacha? So the Rambam says, rasha pasul le'edus min ha-Torah. Da oraisa, rasha is pasul le'edus. What is a rasha? The Rambam says, ezeo rasha, kol misha avar aveira shechayavin aleha malkus. Hareza rasha pasul le'edus. There it is. Any aver that you're chayav malkus, or worse, misas bezdin, kares, right, any of those for sure. But if somebody is chayev, if somebody is consistently violating averus on purpose, that they're chayev malchus or worse, that is a Russian. He's pasul edus. Harayatorah karlo mukhiy malchus Russia, because the pasuk says when you're whipping somebody, the Torah calls him a Russia. Vahaya im binakos a Russia. Veinsoach lomer lo mukhiy. He says bezdin shehu pasul. So if somebody violates an aver, they're chayev malchus min haTorah. Haray ze pasul min haTorah. What about Durabanan? Somebody violates a Durabanan Averis, then the Pasul Durabanan. The Rambam says, Achal Basar Behema Bechalav, then you're Pasul Daraisa. If you eat Basar Of Bechalav, or Chilal Yantav Sheni Shal Galias, or you wore Shatnez Durabanan, you're Pasul Durabanan. It's very clear. You do an Aver Daraisa, that's Malchus or worse, so then you are Pasul Daraisa. Then the Rambam adds, Va'od Yesham Rishayim, Shem Psulun La'edus, Afapi Shem B'nei Tashlumin Ve'enim B'nei Malchus. Once you know, there are some Averis that you don't get Malchus for, but they're just as bad. And you still might be Pasul La'edus. Those are Lav Shem Bo'maises, and possibly Lav Nitak La'aseis, where there's technical reasons why you wouldn't get Malchus, but it's still going to be in that world. But then he talks all about a Rasha Dechamas. There's a special category of Rasha which has to do with monetary issues, which is, as we're finishing up today, today's Avera. Even if somebody is not Chayim Malkus, for example, a Ganef is not going to get Malkus. Why? It's a Lavala Nitak Latat Lase, Lavala Nitak Latat Shlumin. You just pay back. But you're still a Rasha Dechamas. Any Isser, any Avera that has to do with other people's money, financial Averas, that is what's called a Rasha Dechamas. Not a regular Rasha, which is Malkus or worse. That's the category of a Rasha Dechamas, a Chamson, somebody who takes other people's money. And that is Asa Daraisa, even though one does not get Malkus for those Averis. Again, those are all on a Daraisa level. There are obviously, I'm not going to get to it now, maybe we'll get to it a little bit in the Goslin discussions. There are many Psule Edus Durabanan in Rasha Dechamas as well. We spoke about the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, about the Mafricha Yonim and the Misachi Bakubyas, right? All of those are Sulam Drabanan as well. Again, a large topic, but just to mention some of the halachos related to Pasul Edus. But again, that has to do with yesterday's mitzvah, today's mitzvah, Beit Hashem. Tomorrow, we get back into the Yesodos regarding different types of Shvuas. What's a Shvuah Sheker? What's a Shvuah Shav? What's Shvuas Bitui? Right? That is tomorrow's mitzvah, Beit Hashem, that we will get up to. Okay, we'll stop here.